Sechtes Makkas Daf Gimel, the second line from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara begins. Rabbi Huda states in the name of Rav, a zayim mishalim lefi chelkoi, and the Gemara will now try to understand exactly what the chiddush is of Rav. And the Gemara asks, my mishalim lefi chelkoi, what does Rabbi Huda mean when he stated in the name of Rav that a zayim would pay according to his share? The Gemara states, ilaymo dahay mishalim palgo vahay mishalim palgo, as if you will explain that he means to teach us that if two edim came into Bezdin and they testified that Ruin owes $1,000 to Shimon and are found to be Edim Zaymim, then although it is a din of Kasha Zomam, each aid will not be chayv to pay $1,000 to Reuven, and instead between the two of them they will have to pay $1,000 to Shimon, and they will each pay based on the pro rata share. And for example, if there are two Edim, then each one will pay $500, and if there will be three Edim, then each would pay $333. However, the Gemara states that this can't be pshat in Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, as Tanina, as this din is mefurish in the Mishnah at the top of Daf Heyom and Aleph, as the Mishnah teaches, Mishal Shemim Mamin ve'ei Mishal Shemim Makis, that Edim Zaymim would split up the amount that they owe when it comes to a financial obligation. However, they would not split up that obligation when they wanted to be Mechayiv Solom Malkis. For example, if two Edim came to Bezdin and they stated that Reuben was Ivan and Issa and Ischayiv Malkis, and then they were found to be Edim Zaymim, then both Edim Zaymim would be Chayiv a full set of Malkis, and they wouldn't split up the obligation between the two of them. And Ayin Rashi, who explains what the term Mishal refers to, as Rashi explains, if there are three or four edim, then they would split it between them. And what does the Lashon Mishalshim mean? Bezdin Nasin Shalosh Beneim, Bezdin will become a third party between them, and they will determine how to split up the payments between them, and they will split up the obligation pro rata between the three or four edim. Inami Hai Mishalshim Lishna Ba'almu, and it's specifically referring to a scenario where there are three edim that became edim Zaymim, and in that case, B'chalkan HaPrayim Ben Shloshdan, then we split up the payments equally between all three, V'hu Adinami Im Abohim Meravoyin, and if there would be four Edim, then all the Edim would split the obligations in four ways. And for example, if they would owe $1,000 to Reuven, then each aid will be required to pay $250. And the Gemara continues and tries to understand what Pshat is in the member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, El Kagoyin Issim Chad Benayu, the Mishalim Palga today. And if you're going to say it's talking about a scenario where two Edim came to Bezdin and they claimed that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and then Edim came and they stated that one of these Edim is Eid Zaymim, and there are no Edim that testify regarding the other aid. And in this scenario, Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us in the name of Rav that Eid Zaymim Mishalim Lefi Chelkoi, that this one aid that became Eid Zaymim would have to pay his share, and he would have to pay $500 to Reuven. But the Gemara states that this can't be pshat as Mi Mishalim, as not only would this not be a chiddush, but it would actually be a wrong din. Certainly, this one aid that became an aid zaymim would not have to pay. But Tanya, as we learned in Raisa, ain aid zaymim mishalim mamin achi zaymim shneim, that the only way that aid zaymim would be chayiv to pay is only if both or all the aidim became aidim zaymim. But if there are an aidim that testify regarding all the original aidim that they're all aidim zaymim, then there would not be a chayiv tashlum at all. And therefore, once again, this can't be pshat in the member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. And the Gemara continues, Amravus Rav explains, that we're talking about a scenario where two Edim came to Bezdin and they testified that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and then one of the original Edim stated that I actually lied and my testimony could not have been true, as I wasn't even in the place that I said that this loan occurred, and therefore I couldn't testify that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, since his aid self-incriminated himself and he said that I am actually an Eid Zaymim, then this aid will be considered an Eid Zaymim and he would have to pay his share of the loss they tried to cause Reuven, and in this case he would have to pay $500 to Reuven. And although we stated previously that that is only where there's a third party that comes to Bezdin and testifies that the original Edim or one of those Edim are an Edzaymim or Edzaymim, and in that case we have a din that Achiyazumu Shneim. However, Rava feels that if one of the original Edim themselves come and testify regarding themselves that he is an Edzaymim, then although he didn't testify and there are no Edim regarding the other Edim, the din of Kasha Zaman would still apply to him. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said in the name of Rav, Eid Zaymim Mishalim Lefi Chelkoi. However, once again, the Gemara says that this can be pshat in the member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav as Kol Kamine, as certainly this aid would not have any power to go and change his mind, and we certainly would not believe him, and certainly Ruv would still be chayiv to pay $1,000 to Shimon, as originally these two Edim testified that Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon. And we know Kivan Shevid Shuvaini Chazir Magid, that once this aide already testified that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, then he doesn't have the power to be Chazir and to change his testimony, and therefore certainly Reuven will be chayiv to pay $1,000 to Shimon. And once Reuven will pay $1,000 to Shimon, then certainly the din of Azama doesn't apply, as we have the din of Kasha Zama Voli Kasha Asa. And Ramban explains that the Gemara does not mean to say at this point this aid would not be chayiv to pay $1,000 to Reuven. Certainly this aid caused Reuven a loss, and certainly this aid would be chayiv to pay Reuven back, as he does Baldin Kamei Aidin Dami. The Gemara's only question against the pshat is based on the words of Rabbi Yehuda, neighbor of Rav, that he stated Eidzayim Mishalm Lefi Chalkoi, and it's mashmor that he's going to pay based on the din of Kasha Zomam, and certainly the din of Kasha Zomam would not apply, as we have the din of Kasha Zomam Voloi Kasha Asa. And the only reason why this aid would actually pay is only based on Hezek, and as Ramban states, Lav Lepotim L'Shalim Dohi and Esenesh Meshum De'in L'Chezum Magim M'Shalim Umay Kusha El Vloi Mikri Eid Zemim Dohi Dusa Kayemes. And the Gemara continues and will now try to bring a fourth explanation as to how to explain the memory of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav El Bo'imer Hayadnu V'Zavnu V'Bezdin Pleni, that we're talking about a scenario where one of the original Edim came to a different Bezdin and he testified, I testified falsely together with the second aid, and we both owe Huzim in a different Bezdin, and the other aid was in Maida. And in regard to this din, that Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Rav, that Eidzayim Mishalm Lefi Chalkoi, that the second Bezdin will be Mechayiv, this one aid, to pay his pro rata share of the amount of money they tried to make Reuven lose. And the Gemara continues, command like Rabbi Kiva, that L'chayiv, if we're going to explain that this is the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, this would come out not like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva that we saw on that Bezdin on the Bez, where the Braisa taught us, Dal Dvarim Nemru Be'edim Zaymim. Then we saw Rabbi Kiva Imeh Af Eim Mishalmim Al Piyatman, and the Gemara explained, my time to Rabbi Kiva Kasava Knasu V'Knas Eim Mishalmim Al Piyatmai. And as our Gemara continues, the Ik Rabbi Kiva Ha'oma Af Eim Mishalmim Al Piyatmai. Certainly if we explain the din of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, that's referring to a case where one aid went to another Bezdin and stated, Hey Adnu V'Zavnu Be'Bezdin Pleni, that's exactly the scenario of Moide B'Knas, and certainly he should be Pata. L'maisa we pass on Rabbi Kiva, and it wouldn't make sense Rabbi Yehuda would state a shita in the name of Rav, and would go against the shita Rabbi Kiva. And finally, the Gemara brings a fifth explanation. Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Rav that if an aid comes to Bezin and he states that I testified together with another aid in a different Bezin, and we both became Edom Zaymim, and then Reuven even took us to Bezin, and Bezin already paskin that we're chayiv to pay to Reuven $1,000. So in this case, even Rabbi Kiva would be Maida, that this chiv is not based on a chiv of knas, as Bezin already paskin that is chayiv to pay money, and therefore it's considered a chiv of a mamin. And as Rashi brings, umehu shaitim umeinhu gabayu ve'in ze mashias atzmai shekvashiu alehim, as they already were chayiv to pay this knas based on a psak Bezin. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Rav that Eidzayim Mishalim Lefi Chalkoi, and Bezin would be mechayiv this aid to pay his share and to pay $500 to Reuven. And the Gemara explains that the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav is that Tzalkadei Techamina Kimin El Chavri Leimotzi Mechayiv Lei Iunami Leimechayiv Kamash Blon, that since when Reuven came to Bezin and he was moided to Bezin, that he is chayiv to pay $500 to Reuven. And he also stated that the other aid is also chayiv to pay $500 to Reuven, but the Meis the Bezin can't believe him regarding the other aid, as Al Pishnayim Aidim Yakum Dover, and he is only one aid. Therefore, one may think that since the other aid is not going to be chayiv to pay, so maybe this aid would also not be chayiv, as even though we have a din of Eidos Baldin Kamei Aidun Dami, well, the Meisa we saw in the Breisa that Ein Aidzim Mishalim Mamin Ad Sheizum Ushneim, and maybe the only way that there's a chayiv, an obligation to pay, is only if both aidim pay. Kamash 1, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us in the name of Rav, that Eidzim Mishalim Fi Chelkoi, even though Edim cannot initially become Edim Zaymim until there are Edim regarding all of the Edim that are Edim Zaymim. However, once there are Edim Zaymim, then the Chi of Tashlumin is on each individual Eid Zaymim by themselves, and they have a separate obligation to make their payment. And we continue with the new Mishnah. They have two Edim testified in Bezdin that we saw Reuven divorce his wife Rachel on Sunday in a specific spot, and Reuven claims, I never divorced my wife, and I'm therefore not obligated to pay her ksuba. And then another set of Edim come and they testify that these original Edim are Edim Zaymim. Therefore, Reuven now says to Bezin that since the original Edim are Edim Zaymim, so they should have a chiyuv Yishev of Kasha Zomam, and they should have to pay me for all the losses that they wanted to cause me. They wanted to force me to pay the ksuba to my wife, Shalei Kedin, and they wanted to make me pay her Ikka ksuba as well as Taisa's ksuba, as well as to force me to return all her assets to her that she brought into the marriage, which are called Tzayim Barzel. However, the Edom claimed that it's not proper to make us pay for the full ksuba, as Baloi Ben Yoyim Ben Lamacha Seifu Litan Laksubasa, as we didn't really intend to cause him a certain loss, as it's certainly a potential that he would have to pay her ksuba in any case, as for example, if Reuven would predecease Rachel, or if at some point Reuven would divorce Rachel, he would in any case have to pay her ksuba. As Rashi states, Nimsa Shalei Hayim Afsina Yisiklum, so it will come out that the Edom actually would not have caused him any loss at all, and why should they have to pay? And therefore, the Mishnah explains, Eimdim Kama Adam Reitzalitim Ksubasa Shalzu, Shimnis Almana Oim Niskasha, V'imesa Yerushan Abayla. Therefore, Bezdin would have to estimate and evaluate how much a person would want to pay in order to have the rights to the ksuba, and of course there would be a risk involved, as if Reuven predeceases Rachel, then she'll become an almana and she'll be entitled to a ksuba, and if Reuven divorces Rachel, then once again Rachel will be entitled to a ksuba. However, if Rachel predeceases Reuven, then Reuven will yashin his wife and will yashin all the tzayim bazel, and Reuven will also never have to pay the ksuba to Rachel. And as Rashi states, the Gemara Mefarish Ma'ikam Mechayvlu Tana Demasis and Litain, and the Gemara will explain this in a moment. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ketzah Shaman, how do we evaluate the amount that these Edom Zayimim will be chayav to pay to Reuven? And before we continue, let us explain that certainly there's always going to be an investor that may want to buy someone's note or someone's ksuba. When thinking about selling a ksuba, we have to look at it from two different directions. Number one, mitzada baal, and number two, mitzada isha. And let us base our example in the scenario where if Reuven would predecease Rachel, or if Reuven would divorce Rachel, then he'd be chayav $1,000 as a total for a ksuba, hataisa's ksuba, as well as the return of a tzayim bazel. And for example, if Reuven would go to the open market and he would want to sell a piece of kaka, and he would tell the buyer that you could keep this kaka if my wife doesn't claim a ksuba, but if my wife would claim a ksuba, then you'd have to give this kaka to her as payment for a ksuba, then potentially someone would pay Reuven $500 for a piece of property that's really worth $1,000. As lemaisa, there is a tzad that Reuven will never divorce Rachel, and that Rachel will predecease Reuven, and in that case he'll be able to keep this piece of kaka that's worth $1,000. And number two, there's an added benefit, as lemaisa this kaka is already in the rishus of the buyer, and the buyer is not mechusa gavaino, and he has no issues of collection, as he already has the piece of kaka in his rishus. However, if Rachel would go over to the same buyer and ask him if he would buy the right to a ksuba, that if Reuven would predecease her, or if Reuven would divorce her, then he would have a right to collect the full $1,000 from the ksuba, so this buyer may only pay Rachel $400. Number one, there's a potential that Rachel will predecease Reuven, and Reuven will never divorce Rachel, and therefore he'll never collect the ksuba. Number two, even on the tzad, that Reuven will either divorce Rachel, or Reuven will predecease Rachel, but ultimately there's still a potential that he won't be able to collect, as a mechusa kubayna, and he still has to go to Beis Din, and has to go through collections, and therefore, based on our example, we see clearly that someone will pay more for Reuven's rights than they would pay for Rachel's rights. And based on this point, let us see our Gemara, as Omer Rav Chista explains, Bebal, that when we estimate how much the Edom Zayimim would have to pay to Reuven, we have to take into account that if these Edom would not have testified that Reuven is chayiv to pay his ksuba to his wife, then there would have been a value that Reuven could have sold the ksuba at this moment, based on the future possibility they would never have to pay the ksuba. And based on example, then Reuven would have been able to sell his rights for $500, and therefore these Edom Zayimim actually caused Reuven $500 of damage, and they would have to pay $500. However, Rab Nosson Bar Ishia Imer Beisha, Rab Nosson Bar Ishia states that we take into account the amount of money that Rachel could have sold the rights to a ksuba for at this moment, and certainly it doesn't mean that the Edom Zayimim would have to pay $400, which would be the amount that Rachel could sell a ksuba for, as the Edom Zayimim weren't trying to cause a loss to Rachel, and they were trying to cause a loss to Reuven. And as we will see in Rashi explains that the Edom Zayimim would actually have to pay $600, as if prior to these Edom coming and testifying that Reuven divorced Rachel, Rachel would have gone to Reuven and stated that I want to sell you my ksuba, and even though you're not divorcing me, and even though there's a potential that you won't die, I want you to pay me $400 for the rights that you never have to pay me my ksuba, then certainly Reuven would pay that to Rachel, and therefore the Edom Zayimim are actually not causing that amount of loss loss to Reuven. The Edom Zayim are actually causing a $600 loss to Reuven. We have to discount the amount by the amount that Reuven would have paid Rachel at this moment for the rights to Aksuba. Therefore, instead of the Edom Zayim paying $1,000 to Reuven, they would only have to pay $600 to Reuven. But of course, the Shita of Nasba Ishia is more chumbah than the Shita of Chista. As according to Rav Chista, the Edom Zayim would have to only pay $500, and according to Rav Nasba Ishia, the Edom Zayim would have to pay $600 to Reuven. Finally, the Gemara explains, Amra Papa Beisha Ubiksubasa or Samagiris Beisha Biksubasa. And when we're evaluating how much the Edom Zayim would have to pay, then he agrees to Rav Nasba Ishia that we evaluate based on the amount that the woman could sell a ksuba for, and they would have to pay the difference in that amount and the amount of the ksuba, as we explained. And when taking into account the amount that you have to pay, you take into account the ksuba as well as tezek ksuba, as well as any assets that she brought into her marriage, which were defined as nichsei tzein bazel, that a husband has a right to use for the entire time of the marriage. And if he would predecease her or if he would divorce her, then you would have to pay back the original amount and value of these nechasim, even if they went up or down, and she wouldn't lose any value through these nechasim. However, as Rashi explains, that the Edom Zayim would not have to pay for the nichsei mulug that they wanted to make him lose. And as Rashi points out, the afal pish af nichsei mulug hay mafsid naisei beidusa melechel pirish b'chaya umelirish aisei b'maisa a mishalman, they would still not have to pay that value. Yechayin lema, as the Edom Zayim could claim, anu loyadnu el al ksubasa v'loyadanu shehilei nichsei mulug, that our intent was only to cause him to lose his ksuba as well as tesis ksuba as well as nichsei tzein bazel, which are clearly delineated in the ksuba, but any assets which are not clearly delineated in the ksuba, and for example nichsei mulug, we didn't know about, and therefore we never intended to cause that loss to Reuven, and we're not going to be chayiv to pay him for that loss. And the cheshbon of this gemara is very difficult to explain in great detail, but let us read Rashi quickly inside as Rashi tries to explain how the words of our gemara fit into our mishnah. And let us read Rashi divu masel ketzad shaman, which is at the beginning of the gemara, and Rashi states klima ma'ikum chayiv lulu mesav the yesh liftum mishnasein l'shteit stadim, as there's a potential to explain our mishnah in two different ways. Ketzad hari yesh l'ish v'ishas chus sofet b'ksuba zu he mitzapa shim yomus oyigashen atig beskula, that she will collect a full ksuba v'hu mitzapa, and the husband is hoping shim tamus b'chayiv yoshena, that if Rachel predeceases him, then he will yashin her assets and yafa koyach suhusay mikoyach suhusa shu eichel peris akakam yichul ksubasa tamid v'lo hi v'oyin shu muchsik v'oymed v'hi mechasur gevayna v'im bolim kala acha zuz chosveika v'zes chosveikai. As we explain, shaloi nimka b'yesim ishala v'lishna masisim mashma shishamiz chosveika, and certainly the Lashon HaMishnah is mashma like Rav Nosson Bar Isha, that we evaluate based on the Isha, and as the Mishnah stated, oim dem kaba adem ritzlitim b'ksubas shishal zu shim nis almanay niskasha v'im mesir yoshena bayla, and it seems that the Mishnah is talking from the perspective of the wife. As Rashi states, diktani kama adem ritzlitim shim nis almla v'hol lek lemeima sh'oisin dam yitnu hazemim sh'ri leiz chosveika bo lafsidai el z chosveikai sh'hoim b'chayven eisil lefrei miyad. And therefore Rashi continues to explain the lashon of the Mishnah according to Rav Nosson Bar Isha, and he states as follows: Veishleimer d'achi kama, that this is the pshat of Mishnah according to Rav Nosson Bar Isha. Shomitz chosveika kama adam ritzlita b'tevis hanoshala v'oisay lo yishalmu, and certainly you would not pay only $400 v'chol hashay yishalmu, and instead you would have to pay $600 to Reuven. Shekol hashay he masidna isa beidusan avo isin dam loyer masidna isay shvei gam ata kashuzmu im haisu reitzel machra, if she would want to sell a ksuba yitla bal baratz and tevis hanazu, that certainly Reuven would pay to Rachel that amount at this moment, and he would have paid her $400, and therefore you're only causing Reuven a $600 loss. Oy dilma, and the second side of our Gemara is like Rav Chista stated, that was shaman bebal and chosveikoy kam masisin the l'shaimu v'oisin dam yitnu edim v'loy mechavin l'kula hay shitnu kol aksuba chutz b'tevis hana the shemal yenifsa beidus and kol kach sha'af atak shein zem misham yomus macha v'tik ba'kol ki hilaisim kuren loy b'tevis hana avo tevis hana asa yit loy shekachay masid leisay shim loy hizmu hayu perey miyad, that if these edim wouldn't have been edim zemim, then they would have caused him to have to pay his ksuba immediately. And achshav shehuzmu yesh loy bas chus veikoy kibetchila v'shim nis alman d'masis and hachikama oyin dem kama adem ritzalit b'ksuba zu shetluya b'safik shim nis alman d'tik behi v'im mesi yoshena bayla v'sham beznes chus veikoy v'yitnu loy. And based on our example, the edim zemim would have to pay Reuven $500. And Rashi continues, Rav Chista amar b'bal chus veikoy shabal oyin dem kama adem ritzalitim bay v'oisi yitnu azay Shleimim, Rav Nasnaim Be'ishas, Chusveka, Imdim, Va'isir Le'yishalmu, V'chayim Gadlu Etzlan, and they would pay $600 instead of $500. And keep in mind that when Rav Papa stated Be'isho B'ksubasa, so the Rambam in Perek Chof Aleph in Hilchas Eda states, U'misharim Be'isho U'ksubasa, Im Isha Haisa Chayla Ezekina, Aisha Yishalim Be'in Nolu Be'in Baila, Eid Nemea Ksuba, Kishitimka, Kamei Dumea, Im Isa Isha Bria Victana, Im Yesh B'nein Ktata, Shazu Kraiva Minagarishin, U'chayka Minamisa, and in Perek Chof, the Rambam states, V'chein, Ein Tevis HaNashak Ksuba HaMruba, Lepi Tevis HaNashak Ksuba HaMulates, Shem Isa Ksuba El Zuz, Rehin Im Keres B'Tevis HaNa B'Meya, Vim Haisa Meya, Ein Im Keres B'Asara El B'Pachais, and certainly a person won't pay in the same ratio, will certainly pay a larger ratio for a larger potential gain than for a smaller potential gain. And as Rambam states, Kafi Mashashira Dayanim Ayin Sham. We continue with the new Mishnah. Me Eden Anu Bish Plain Yishu Chayev Chaveri El Vizuz Al Manas Litmoy Mekan Vat Shleishim Yoyim V'Oime Mekan Vat Eser Shanim So Im Nim Kam Adam Reitz Litein V'Yu B'Yodoy El Vizuz Be Noistam Mekan Vat Lamed Yoyim Be Noistam Mekan Vat Eser Shanim. The Mishnah teaches us that two Edim come to Bezin and they testify that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 and the due date of this loan was for 30 days and Reuven would be obligated to pay $1,000 to Shimon in 30 days time, and Reuven is moida that he owes $1,000 to Shimon, but he claims that the due date for this loan was not in 30 days and instead was in 10 years. And then it turns out that the original Edim are Edim Zaymim, so certainly these Edim did not intend to cause Reuven a loss of $1,000, as certainly Reuven is chayav to pay $1,000 to Shimon, since even Reuven is moida that he owes $1,000 to Shimon. However, Lemaisa, they tried to cause Reuven loss of the time value of money, and certainly there's a value for someone to have $1,000 in their pocket for 10 years as opposed to having money in his pocket for only 30 days. And for example, if someone invests $1,000 for 30 days at a 10% interest rate, he will only have $1,008 after 30 days. But if he invests the same $1,000 for 10 years, so based on compounded interest, he would actually have $2,593 after 10 years. And if it's based on simple interest, then he will have exactly $2,000 after 10 years. Therefore, although certainly Ru would not pay the full difference in the value, and he certainly wouldn't pay the full $1,575 based on compounded interest, or the full $992 difference based on simple interest, but certainly there would be a value to Reuven to have this money for the full 10 years, and therefore these Edom were causing a loss to Reuven of the benefit of this money for 10 years, as they wanted him to pay it back after 30 days. And certainly we could figure out what this value is, as we could go into the marketplace and we could see how much more a person would pay in order to have a loan for 10 years instead of having the same amount of money for only 30 days. That would be the amount that the Edom Zaymim would have to pay to Reuven. And before we continue with our Gemara, let us point out that aside for the halacha of Shemitah's Kakois, there's also halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim. And in Pashas Re'ei, there's a Mitzvah Asay as well as a Mitzvah Lais Asay. As the Torah states, Miket Shevashan and Tasa Shemitah, V'zed Dva Shemitah, Shomai Kombal Mashi Yodai, Ashi Yashab Re'eu, Le'yigais Esre'eu Ves Achiv, Kikar Shemitah Lashem. And based on this Mitzvah, our Gemara continues, Amar B'Yudah Mishmuel, Hamal V'schaveir L'Esa Shonam Shvius Misham Tasai, that Reuven lends money to Shimon for 10 years, and even though the time to collect this money does not fall out during the Shemitah year, Shemitah will still cancel out this chayiv and this obligation, and after 10 years, Reuven could not collect his debt from Shimon. Ayin Ritvav, Hu Adin, B'Shmein Shonim, Oyim Anu Yoidim, Sheshnasa Shemitah, Kayim Lachain, El Nokad Esa Shonam, L'Revachin Milsa. And as the Gemara continues on Daf Gimel and Beis, the Rabbi Yehuda states in the name of Shmuel, the Avgad the Hashta Leikarid and Bei Laigais, and even though during Shemitah the Issa of Laigais wasn't applicable, as at this point Reuven couldn't go and try to collect from Shimon, as the due date for the note did not yet occur, but even so, Seif Asle De Laigais, and therefore Reuven could not collect this Chayiv. And as Rashi explains at the top of the Amid, the Avgad the Hashta B'Shvias Leikarid and Bei Laigais, Shereim Bol the Nuxai B'Lei Shvias Nami Eniachal, as he can't collect this debt at this point, even if it would not be Shemitah, as the due date for this loan did not yet occur. But Loyamina, Kivin Lekarin by Leigais, Lekarin by Shomite, the safe Asle de Leigais, Bahachi Mishtam be Kra, and this is the way to understand the Pasik, Leigais Bismane Esreeu, do not collect your Chayiv even at its proper due date, the Kara Shemitah Kayim Lechain, as it already was a Shemitah prior to that, and Shemitah already cancelled out the debt. And the Gemara now continues, Mas Rav Kana, Rav Kana will ask a question on the Shita Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, Oinim Kam Adam Ritz Litin, Viyu Elf Zuz, And if you're going to tell me that Shvius will cancel out any debts, even if it was for a 10-year period, even if the due date wasn't during the year of Shemitah, but if so, these Edim should actually have to pay the full amount back to Reuven, as they wanted to cause Reuven a complete loss. And since they testified that Reuven lent this money to Shimon for 10 years, then certainly Reuven would never be able to collect this money at all, and he would have a full loss. The Edom Zemim should have to pay the full $1,000 to Reuven. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, that Rava states that our Mishnah is not a raya against the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel, that although it's generally true that Shemitah would cancel out all debts, however, there are certain scenarios where Shemitah doesn't cancel out debts, and that is the scenario of our Mishnah. And Hachav Mayaskinon, B'mal V'al HaMashkin, and V'maisesh Teres L'Bezdin, that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario we certainly all agree that when Reuven lent this money to Shimon, he actually took a mashkin, and in that case, the din of lo yigais doesn't apply, as it's considered they already collected this amount of money since he already has collateral. Or it's talking about a case where Reuven actually gave over his shtaris to Bezdin, and as Rashi states, this is referring to the din of Prisbol. And Ayin Rashi, Moshe Shtaris LeBezdin, who Prisbol Shehiskin Hillel Shekasabay Mesrana Lechem Pleni Upleni Adyanim Shemakim Pleni Shekol Chayv Sheishli Shekben Ukoz Man Sheerza. And we consider it as if Reuven is a shliach Bezdin, and he's not collecting his own debt, but he's actually collecting a debt on behalf of Bezdin. And either one of these scenarios, Shemitah will not cancel out someone's debt. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shvius, Amal Val Mashkin Va Moisesh Teresel Bezdin Ema Shemitin. And as Rashi states, the Leikurin Beilei Geis Shari Einu Tevei Klum. And the Gemara now continues Ikad Amri, and the Gemara will bring a second version as to the member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. And this version, Rabbi Yehuda will state the exact opposite din in the name of Shmuel, as Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel Hamal V'Chaver Les Hashanim Ein Shvius Misham Tasai. The Afagav the Asil Dei Leigais Hashtemia Leikurin Bei Leigais. Shemitah only cancel out those payments that are due at the time of Shemitah, but not if the debt would only be due at a point as after Shemitah. Based on this version, instead of Rav Kahana asking a question on this memra, Rav Kahana will actually try to bring a raya to the din of Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel from our Mishnah, as Amr Rav Kahana Afanan Aymitina, that we also learned a similar din our Mishnah, that Oynu Kama Adamritza Lita Viyu Al Zubiyade Bein Lita Mekan Vad Lamed Yoyim U Bein Lita Mekan Vad Es Hashanim Vi Amet Shvish Mishab Tasai Kul Nami Boy Shlum Lei. And therefore we see a raya to Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel that Amavas Chavei Les Hashanim Ein Shvish Mishab Tasai. And Amar Rava, and Rava responds that not only can't you bring a raya against the member of Shmuel from our Mishnah, but you also can't bring a raya to the member of Shmuel from our Mishnah, as Hachar Meiskinu B'malva Amashkinu Meishu Shtroi Silu Bezin. And therefore the whole din of Shemitah wasn't relevant to this loan. And the Tanan, and as we learned in Mishnah Masechet Shvius, Hamal V'al Mashkin V'al Meisu Shtreis Lebezin Ima Shmitin. And keep in mind that although we explain from Rashi that the Loshna of Meisu Shtreis Lebezin refers to a Prisbol, but I am the second taste of the Amid who points out V'loy Nira that Masechet Shvius Tani Ham Meisu Shtreis Lebezin V'hadik Tani Prisbol Ena Mishamit Alma Trei Milin Anu. And therefore we see that they're two separate ideas, and Lekach Nira the Trei Milin Anu U'Meisu Shtreis Lebezin Meduraisa Ena Mishamit. And it's not only based on a Takana of Hillel, which is based on the concept of Hefka Bezin Hefka, and instead it's a Dinuraisa, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues with another member that's brought from Rabbi Huda, the name of Shmuel, that's relevant to Shemitah. The Om Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, Ha'im al Chavir, Al Menash Leite Shamtini Shvias, Shvias Mishametas, that if Reuven lends money to Shimon, and at the time of the loan, Reuven says to Shimon that I'm lending you this money on condition that Shvias will not cancel out this Chayiv, and Shemitah will still cancel the loan. And the Gemara explains, Lemikas of Shmuel, Masla Mash Kazbateru, Vichal Masla Mash Kazbateru, Tanai Bottle. And it would seem that Shmuel holds that if someone is Masna Mash Kazbateru, then although the mice is Kayim, but the Tanai is Bottle, and therefore the loan is considered a valid loan, and Shvius would be Mishamate and cancel the loan. However, the Gemara is for Itma, but we already learned that there's Machlek is between Rav and Shmuel in a case of Imel Chavir or Menashe Inlecha Alayelna, that if Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you this item on condition that you won't claim that I cheated you, and that the standard dinam of Eino would not apply to this transaction, Rav Oma Yeshli Elav Eino, Rav holds that Eino would still apply and the condition would not be valid. However, Shmuel Imer Eino Elav Eino, Shmuel holds that although he was Masna Mashakos Bateria, but since it's Bedava Shavamamin, so Tanai Kayim, and Lechayu the same should apply where Reuven says to Shimon, Al Manash Leite Shamteni Shvias, that Shvias should not be Mishamit alone and should not cancel the loan. However, the Gemara continues and explains how it by law that we learned regarding that Machlek is between Rav and Shmuel, that Om Rav Anon explains explain Ladi Mifishili Mine de Mashmuel. Shmuel himself explained to me that there's a difference between different terminologies, as if Reuven said to Shimon, Amanash in Lachalayana, in Lealavana, that certainly in a case where Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you this on condition that you won't claim that there is a na, then certainly Shimon cannot claim that there was a na and that he was cheated. Since this tonight was relevant to a dove shabbaman, certainly we would hold a master mashkos material is tonight kayim. As Shmuel stated, in the case of Aimel Chavir, Amanash in Lachalayana, the in Lealavana, however, Amanash in Boyana, Hareish Boyana, but even Shmuel would agree that if Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you this on condition that there is no ena, I'm not cheating you. So the Maisa, since we ultimately see that Reuven did cheat Shimon, then certainly Shimon would have a taina to Reuven and would definitely be able to claim that he was cheated. And if the amount that Reuven cheated Shimon is less than a shtus, then the transaction would be valid. And if it would be exactly a shtus, then the mekach would be kayim, but yachzer ena. And if Reuven cheated Shimon by more than a sixth and more than a shtus, then the mekach would be batal. And hachinami amanash loy tishmatein bishvius in shvius misham tasoi amanash loy tishmatein shvius misham tasoi. And in hachinami, even Shmuel will agree that if Reuven says to Shimon that I'm going to lend you this money on condition that you agree that although generally shemitah will cancel chayvos, but you agree that you're going to allow me to collect my money and you will still return me money, then certainly shemitah will not be mishamet this loan and Shimon will still have to pay Reuven back. However, when Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel that imel chaver amanash loy tishmatein that is because Reuven said to Shimon that I'm lending you this money on condition that Shemitah will not have the power to cancel my loan, and certainly Shemitah has the power to cancel a person's loan, and this is considered Master Mashakas Batera, and therefore that condition would be Batal, and Shvius would not be Meshamet's loan. Ayin Rashi, Dibu Maschel, Dibu Mifishili, Ein Le Alavana, Shah Master Mashakas Batera, Tanai Kayam, Vim Omele Amanasha, Ein Boyina, Ein Ze Masna, Shim Chalay Nasai, Elu Hisni, Moshe, Ein. That I am not cheating you in this transaction, and certainly we see that ultimately he did cheat Shimon, and this is considered tnai. Certainly you can't make a tnai that Shemitah should not have the power to actually cancel a loan, and Shalit and therefore it is not a valid tnai. And I in the bottom Taisis Dibul Maschal Amanasha in Bayana Hareish Bayana, and Taisis brings down the Pshat of Rashi Perish Hakudras Amanas Klima Nimafticha Meyana Shein Boy Vareish Bayana to have a Mekach Tais Shakichesh as the Meister Reuven lied to Shimon, and Taisis bothered Vilay Nira the Hechimidama Hachinami Amanash Lay to Shamtini Shvias Shvias Mishametas Vahasalay Shaykh Taiman the Mekach Tais Ulkach Perish Rashbam Amanasha in Boyano, Mashma, Shle Yochel Isalav, Lysainu ala Mekach, Vakochuchal, and certainly in Yochel Levata Halav, Meisaino. However, if Reuven says to Shimon, Amanasha in Lecholai, Kleimash, Le Titbulihaino, El Timchali, then Tanai Kayim, if he made a Tanai, that even if there will be a problem by Ino, but you won't be Tevea me in a Dintera, and you'll be Meichel any Ino, then that Tanai would be Kayim, as that's considered Dav Shev Mammon, and certainly a person could be Meichel any amount that he wants. Then certainly, and therefore the similarity between these two cases are exact similarity and an exact dimion. The Gemara continues, Tony, we learned to the Braisa, Hamalvis Chavir Stam, Ein Rishay Lutayve Pachs Milamidayim, that if Reuven lends money to Shimon and he doesn't set a date for repayment, then Reuven cannot demand payment from Shimon if it's less than 30 days, and he can only start demanding payment from Shimon after 30 days. The Gemara now explains, Sov Rav Baba Chana Kamei de Rav Lameima Hani Mili B'milva B'shtar D'lei Ovid Inish D'tarach D'kos V'shtar Batsa Mitlasin Yoimin Aval Milva Apeloi, that this Brisa is only discussing a case where Reuven lent money to Shimon and he did so with a Milva Shtar, and since Reuven was matriach himself to go and get a Sefer and to make sure that this was written properly in the Shtar, so it must be that this loan was for at least 30 days, as otherwise he wouldn't be matriach himself to go and hire a sefer and to write in a shtar. However, if Reuven only has edim and this was a milval peh and not a milva b'shtar, then certainly it's possible that this loan was even for less than 30 days and he could go and be tevei Shimon even within 30 days. However, the Gemara continues, Omali Rav, so Rav responded to Rav Baba Chana, Hochi Rav Chavivi, that my uncle Rav Chia, who we know based on the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, that that Rav Chiya was the uncle of Rav, both from his father and from his mother, as Rav's father, Ivoy, was Rav Chiya's half-brother, and Rav's mother was Rav Chiya's half-sister, and Rav Chiya taught Rav, Echada Mal Bishtar, Echada Mal Alpeh, that doesn't make a difference if the Havar was done through a Shtar, or if the Havar was done Alpeh, then in all cases, the din of the Braisa applies, and Stam Havar is for Shleishim Yoim, and Reuven would not be able to be Tevei Shimon within 30 days. And as the Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, that similarly we learned to the Braisa, Mal Bishchavir Stam, in Rishayel Tevei Pachas Bishleishim Yoim, and the Braisa itself states, Echada Mal Bishtar, Echada Mal Alpeh, which is exactly the same din that Rav Chiya taught Rav, and Ayin Rashi, Dibel Mas Chavivi, Targum Shel Doidi, and Rav Chiya, Chi Avvaya, and both the word Chavivi and the word Doidi have two meanings. They both mean beloved, and they also refer to someone's uncle. The Gemara now continues, Amalei Shmuel Rav Masna, Loi Tesev Akreich, Adem Mefarshuslo, Lahai Shmaitza, that Shmuel said to Rav Masna, who was the 11th son of Rav Echran, and we know that 10 of Rav Echran's sons died, and this was his only surviving son, and he went to learn by Shmuel in Bavel, and Shmuel said to Rav Masna, they should not sit down on your knees until you explain me pshat in the following braisa, as minoha milso da am rabbanon amalvus chavir stam inu shel tevi pachs melamed yoyim echad amalv b'shtar echad amalv alpeh. Although certainly we understand why if someone's malv al shtar, they certainly cannot collect within 30 days, as we mentioned previously, delay of it inish the tarach to kasav shtar batzim and tlasin yoyimin. However, what would the reason be that benegei amilv alpeh, that a lender would not be able to be tevei it alone within 30 days? The Gemara tells us, Amalei, the Rav Masna responded to Shmuel, the Chsiv, as the Paskin Pastor A states, He shamal lecha penyia davim mulvavcha b'liyal leimah, kar v'shnas ha-shev v'shnas ha-shmita, v'ra incha b'achicha v'yayim v'leisitin lai, v'kar lecha l'ashem v'hoya b'chachet. And Rav Masna points out, in mashma shenemba, kar v'shnas ha-shev, ein yedeh shi shnas ha-shmita, that since the Torah mentions that it's getting close to the seventh year, then certainly we know that the seventh year is shmita, and why would the Torah have to mention kar v'shnas ha-shev, also mentioned Shnas HaShmita, El Matam Loim Shnas HaShmita, and why the Torah mentioned that it's getting close to Shnas HaShmita, Loim Lecha, it's coming to teach us that Yeshmita Acher Shikazu, that is another time frame, which is also considered a year, and it's similar to this Shmita, where you can't collect your Chayiv, and you can't collect the debt during that time frame, and Ve'ezei, and what is this referring to? Zu HaMalvas Chaveir Stam, She'en Rishay L'Tayv, B'Pachos M'Shay Shmiyayim, why does the Torah refer to this period of time as Shnas HaShmita, and the Torah is teaching us that even if Reuven lent money to Shimon and he did so b'milva alpeh, then it's also to go and try to collect this chayv within 30 days, as stam halva is for at least 30 days. Ayin Ritva, who explains the lashon of the Gemara of leitesev akreich adam mifarsh lo hashmeitzah pirush rabbeinu tam ki lashon katzu leitesev, you should not sit down elo imen al kreicha adam mifarshes, but you should stand on your feet until you explain me this brisa. And as he states, a kreicha rag it brings two other pshatim, v'yeshul farish oid loiseishev afilu b'makim shkreicha imdin v'yeshu mefarshim kreicha meloshin karyamita claim b'kasecha, that you should not sit down on a chair. The Gemara now continues, I'll bring another couple of memories from Rabbi Huda, and Rashi points out, although we understood why we brought the original memories of Rabbi Huda named Shmuel, as in the first two memories, in the first version, Rav Kahana asked a question on this member of Rabbi Huda named Shmuel from our Mishnah, and the second version, Rav Kahana brought a raya from a Mishnah to the member of Yehuda named Shmuel, and the next member also had to do with Shemitah, and therefore it made sense why he brought it our Gemara. However, Rashi now explains that the reason why our Gemara will bring these memories, which are from Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum da'am Rabbi Yehuda le'el, ha'malvas chaveir le'eser shanim v'isri Rav Kahana, the nokanami l'kulu hanachmil l'shmeitzin, da'am minu Rabbi Yehuda v'isri Rav Kahana. And keep in mind that we know that Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud both of Rav and of Shmuel, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, then in this case Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of his Rabbi Rav, HaPaseach B'Satzav B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos, that if someone has a brand new shirt and it used to be the derech that they would keep the neckline closed, and in order to finish off the shirt you had to rip open the neckline, so if someone does that on Shabbos he would be over on the Issa of Tikkun Kli and a Makav Patish, and if he did so B'Shogeg he'd be Chayiv to bring a Chatos. The Gemara continues, Maskler Rav Kana asks a question, V'chima Ben Zel Magoyfes Chavis, that what is the difference between this case where someone takes a sword and cuts off the top of a barrel? As Rashi brings down, we know that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Vav Mem Aleph teach us that it's permissible for someone to be matis Reisha B'Shabbos B'Sayiv L'Teich Es HaChavis. The Gemara continues, Amalei, and Rabbi Yehuda responds Rav Kahana, Osama Gers, Amar Rava, that Rava is the one who responded, J- just like we saw previously that Rava was the one that responded to Rav Kahana's original question and his original raya's. In any case, he answered zechibur v'zeinu chibur, that the difference between these two cases, that when a shirt is unfinished, then the neckline is actually completely closed up and the person is making a brand new hole, therefore it's considered misakin kli, which is a told of makar patish, and therefore if he did so b'shogeg, he'd be chayev v'chatos. However, when a barrel was originally filled, it was completely open, and then they took a cover and they put it onto the barrel and they sealed the barrel. Since the cover and the barrel is considered two separate pieces, so if you cut open the barrel and either you remove the entire cover, or even if you cut the barrel at a different point and make a larger opening, that is not considered a brand new opening, and therefore it would not be considered tikkun kli and would not be a toldo of makar patish. And as Rashi states, zed the base at tzava hoyer chibur hilkuch pesach tikkun chodeshu zeh avla magufa afal pishu teicha apir chavis betit in zeh chibur v'havalek pesuch avoy medes. And I in Rashi misef the Shabbos adaf mem chesam beis, that he states magufa inu mena chavis atzmai v'afal pishu dvuka boy inu choshev chibur shorili not loy medes, as his original intent was to take off the cover. Avla beged kasha'ireg kule chibur ayin sham. And we will stop over here.